We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about, this show goes way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, I said earlier the text lines are open, as obvious, it's obvious by the number of texts already coming in. You want to text the show or call in, the number is 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. So Kelly from Hamilton, one of our brand new texters, just texted in earlier with regards to my monologue. It said, being a single mom, when my kids would act up, scream, or start fighting with their siblings, I'd just go get a belt off the rack and they stop what they were doing. They knew better. Said mine didn't hang out the toy aisle either. All right, Kelly, thank you much. Appreciate you. Thanks for being a Right Side Ruffian. Glad you're in the audience. I got some other on here. Badger from Athens. Oh, by the way, yeah, I saw this. Badger from Athens says, happy Tuesday. And then he also said, rest in peace to Tim Bachman and Gordon Lightfoot, two giants of 70s music. I mean, Bachman Turner Overdrive, oh, what an awesome band from the 70s. And then Gordon Lightfoot, of course, just a singer-songwriter par excellence. Yeah, Badger, thanks for reminding us. John from Huntsville, if I can get my mouse to work with me, says, Phil, nice monologue. When you say you're broadcasting from a secret bunker, I'm picturing you broadcasting from a deep sand trap on some beautiful golf course. Would that it were so, Brother John. Would that it were so. But it ain't. Tony from Franklin just says, hey, Boomer, this is the Music City Flash. So, Boomer, I think one of your buddies is in the text line there. Is that somebody you're familiar with?
I'm looking.
The Music City Flash, he calls himself.
Which one was that?
Tony from Franklin.
Tony? What's up, Tony?
Jenny from Decatur says, adventures in woke world. And then has a question for you, Boomer. Just something about little guy baseball, so I'll leave that to you. Have I got a caller on the line? Let me do
sir.
That real quick. Thomas from Athens is on the line. Thomas, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Colonel. Good afternoon. I hope your secret undisclosed location may not be with Mark Levine, but I hope you're so close to some seashore with this this breeze blowing up some waves.
I wish it were true, man, but it's all business, dude. I had to do some business out of town, and so I had to go to a secret bunker to do the show.
Okay. Hey, I just wanted to comment on this Arkansas thing. I do not trust the Biden crime family any more than I do the Clinton crime family, and I believe that there's probably be some extortion, bribery, or worse involved in trying to get all of this suppressed once it gets down the road a little bit. And you being a legal beagle, they can make a settlement and all this go away, and Hunter's laptop never shows up to be looked at.
Well, I mean, I think you're absolutely right. And I don't know about making it in terms of, I mean, it's two different things there. Settlement is legal. Bribe is illegal. So I won't presume upon an officer of the court or an appointed judge presiding over a case. I won't just go ahead and presume corruption. Does it ever happen? Yeah. And do weird things happen around people like the Clintons? How many suicides around people who have had the Clintons in their crosshairs? But then the other part of the settlement, yes, that is very possible. I could see where they could enter into a settlement agreement, but it contains a gag order. But you know what, though? I'll be honest, not that I would ever want him as a client, but if I were Hunter Biden's attorney, that's what I would go for. I would be telling him, this will not go away until you enter into an agreement and she signs and she gets something, but only because she signs saying that she will have a gag order and a non-disclosure and a non-disparagement and that we can go after her. But, you know, at the same time, though, I mean, it's a domestic case, meaning family law. And do you really want to be that guy? But then again, it is Hunter Biden. So, you know, who knows, man?
Well, I would hope somebody's looking out for the defendant. I really do. Or the plaintiff. Some people looking out for her and for her daughter, and even the judge.
Well, I think right now that plaintiff has got it going on. I mean, she's in the driver's seat for the moment. I can't guarantee you what's going to happen long term, but I would say, you know, my wife just texted in and said Hunter Biden did do a paternity test. This is his child. So at some point, Hunter Biden owes that child some measure of legal, you know, responsibility, and the court's going to take care of that. Hey, Thomas, thanks for the call, man. Got to move on.
Yes, sir, bud. Okay.
All right. So, hey, listen, let me jump over to number one on the triple dipper. So Lots of stuff happening out there in Borderland. All right. So if you have not been following the news, let me just tell you, it's getting pretty real over there in terms of the southern border and what we're expecting to happen in the coming days. Breaking news is that there was going on like literally right before the show started. So first of all, if you didn't see it, this happened yesterday. Karine Jean-Pierre, the glass ceiling breaking press secretary for the Biden administration, with just like with a straight face, which just boggles my mind. I mean, I don't know how she does her job every day. Either A, she's okay with being a habitual liar, or B, they've got photographs of her in a drawer and she knows she has to do it, or they're going to wind up, you know, exposing her for something else. How do you go to work every day? And I've seen, I understand spin. I mean, I've been in court before, and I've tried to point out the good, knowing full well the bad's out there, too, because my client benefits from them hearing about the good. I get that you're going to try and spin sometimes. This ain't spin. When she stands up there yesterday, Karine Jean-Pierre, on the southern border issue, in terms of responding to what's happening with the southern border, she says, well, what you're seeing, though, is there's been a 90% decrease in illegal immigration. What? A 90, Boomer, I can't see your face, but I imagine your eyes just went up in the back of your head.
Oh, absolutely. 90%. What? No,
you know how she arrived at those mental machinations?
Oh, pray tell. Please tell.
They redefined what kind of person is illegal.
Oh, of course.
So if you change the definition, you get to claim that the other stuff never really happened. That's apparently what's going on there.
Yeah, there you go. Just change every definition you want.
That's exactly right. But never mind the fact that she said that yesterday, and we find out that last week, because it just came out today, that last week President Biden had signed an executive order authorizing 1,500 active duty troops to be sent to the southern border to augment an overworked and understaffed Customs Border Patrol. So if there's a 90% decrease, how come it to be that we need to have 1,500 troops to go down there? By the way, in addition to the 2,500 that are already there. Now, it's been made very clear. They will not be there in a law enforcement role. No. They will not be there in a combat role. No. They will be there purely to do logistics, administrative support, warehouse management. You know, and by the way, there's folks in the Army that do that. And here's a piece that I'm watching. I want to see what happens. But for a brief period of time, I was in the 167th Theater Sustainment Command. It was not a sexy job, not at all. But those who were loggies and administrative personnel, I mean, it was basically a place where I had to go. I felt like I was in military purgatory as a Ranger qualified guy who had been on a special operations team downrange. Being assigned to a sustainment command was not where I wanted to be. It was a way station for about 9 months in my career. But I will say this, the 167th Theater Sustainment Command, based out of Anniston, Alabama, is one of the only two-star commands of its kind in the entire reserve component. And it is a unit, by the way, that's sole mission is to augment what's known as NORTHCOM, which is the United States. NORTHCOM, the United States, in terms of what it would take to provide logistics, onboarding, administrative support, all the things it takes to run an emergency operation in NORTHCOM. It's a two-star billet, and it has a mix of active duty and reservists. It's a big deal command. And if you're a loggy in the Guard, this is the kind of place where you want to be. But that being said, I'm not going to be a bit surprised to find out that a bunch of Alabama-based reservists are being sent down to augment the border. I don't know that for a fact yet. I'm speculating. But here's the deal. Right now, Karine Jean-Pierre had the audacity to go to the microphone and say, what you're seeing actually is a 90% decrease in illegal immigration. No, we're not. Nobody believed that for a second. But then you add that now to the fact that today it comes out that last week, right before she said that, that the president felt it necessary to go ahead and sign an executive order to authorize 1,500 more troops. That means we have 4,000 active duty troops augmenting the Customs and Border Patrol on the southern border. That is not an indication of things getting better. Now, let me tell you one other piece before I really jump into the border chaos that we're expecting to kick off here very soon. And by the way, it's about to be, if you thought it was bad already, and I'm not a doomsayer. That's not my mode. I do not like being the guy who comes on and can't find anything good to say, but it's hard to find anything good to say about what we know is about to happen. But right now, I will say this. They did pull the race card. So, you know, there's that. The race card got pulled out by Mayor Adams of New York City. Mayor Adams of New York City. He's a black mayor. And he's been in the office now, what, a year, year and a half? But Mayor Adams has been arguably kind of helping the cause a little bit by calling out the Biden administration for not doing something and his city's having to, you know, foot the bill, at least for the New York part. Until today, statement out by New York City's Mayor Adams calling Governor Abbott's moves to bus migrants out of his state, out of Texas, to places like Chicago and New York City and others. It's racist. Why is it racist? Because he's sending them to places where there's black mayors. I kid you not. That's his determination, is that because the mayors of those cities, duly elected by the population, never mind the fact that there might be a large number of people there who are not black, that it's racism. Wow. Okay. You're reaching. And by the way, usually when the racism card comes out, it's often because they don't know what else to do. So there's that. All right, listen, we're going to take a quick break right now. We'll come back from the break. I'm going to jump right in. The border chaos is about to get worse. I got stories here. Even the major networks, NBC and ABC and CBS, they're out there right now saying this is about to get, like, really bad. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. We're in number one of the Triple Dipper. I'm calling this section Border Chaos. So, you know, I kind of laid the foundation for some of the very latest things that are being said, being done. But let me give you a sort of a mental image about where we're headed in the next few days. If you're not familiar, Title 42 is about to expire. Title 42 has been an emergency proclamation that was put in during the Trump administration that, because of COVID, allowed some quick turnarounds at the border. Depending on where you're from, depending upon, you know, your the protocols that were in place, they could turn somebody around at the border and not have to deal with all of the false claims for asylum or the unattended minors. All the things were different under Title 42. It's been one of the only bright spots for the CBP down on the border. And they'll tell you, they are nervous right now. In fact, one article I've got here from NBC News says that unnamed officials within the Department of Homeland Security are actually facing anxiety right now about what's about to happen. Title 42 goes away next week on the 11th. Is that next week? 8 days away, thereabouts. 10 days away. Whatever, 9 days away. Do your math. But the truth is this. We're about to face a surge, a record surge, like we haven't already had record surges in migration across the southern border. So NBC News has this story, right? And they say what's expected to be a record surge in migration across the southern border when COVID restrictions officially end on May 11th are really causing federal immigration authorities and local officials there to just basically call for help. So on Sunday, there were about, this past Sunday, this story came out this past weekend. So this past Sunday, 18,000 migrants were in temporary Customs and Border Protection processing centers. 18,000. 18,000 sitting there. That's not the millions that we've had already come and gone, or many of whom are inside the four corners of the United States. But we're already close to capacity. That 18,000 is pushing them to capacity right now. But a DHS spokesman said the agency is going to ramp up in capacity and meet the needs of the expected increase in migration. Wow. Citing a plan from Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas that will seek to remove migrants who don't qualify for asylum. Where's this plan been? He's been in office Mayorkas has had this position now for several years. Where the frick has this plan been? Suddenly he has a plan. He doesn't have a plan. This is called, I don't know what to do, so I'm throwing something together. Here's what they're expecting. By the way, this is a low end. NBC, different than the other article I've got from CBS, NBC says we can expect to see upwards of 10,000 illegal crossings a day. A day starting next week. That's double the current flow. Folks, I'm telling you, if there was ever a crisis, this is it. I'm not one to scream the sky is falling. But I look at this and think, this is outrageous that we are here. How long have they known Title 42 was going away? How long? And literally just 10 days or so, or 2 weeks before? Yeah, 10. So 9 days before Title 42 expires, the president announces, I'm going to send some more troops down there. Oh, that's your plan? 1 week out? You know how long it takes to move troops and set up operations? So 1,500 more troops are going down there to help augment the Customs and Border Patrol at a time when CBS says the number is actually going to be more like 13,000 a month, or a day, 13,000 a day crossing the southern border. Double what we're seeing right now. They claim they need more money from Congress. Okay, but Congress is saying, like, listen, give us a plan that we can actually support. The city of El Paso right now says they have over 1,000 illegals just sleeping on the streets, not including the shelters they've got set up. The deputy director of the NGO down there says right now we're preparing for the worst case. I don't know if we in the community are even ready for it. The deputy director of what's called the Opportunity Center, he's talking about this. He says right now we're picking up the tab. We're digging into our own pocket. Local officials down in El Paso, they say the federal government already owes them something in the neighborhood of $25 million from FEMA that has not paid out for emergency services they've been providing out of their own pocket. They say that right now they have a mass of illegals waiting across the other side of the border, waiting for Title 42 to go away because they know they can bum rush the border at that point. It's estimated to be upwards of 35,000 of them sitting across the border in a waiting mode. It's like they're just waiting for the clock to tick, and they get to that day, and 35,000 are going to bum rush the Rio Grande. That's where we are right now. I tell you what, let me do, you know what? I just ran out of time. I tell you what, Boomer, I just saw that I got a caller on the line, and I got plenty of texters. Tell the caller, I know we're headed to break here like in seconds, so let's do him the honor. Tell him he wants to call back in afterwards, that's cool. Otherwise, he can hang on. Okay, I see it now. Thank you very much. All right, tell him we'll get him as soon as we get back from this break. Listen, this is no fooling. And a recent poll, by the way, this is also bipartisan. A recent poll by townhall.com, or cited by townhall.com in a piece that I've got in my hands right now, says that 90% of both Democrats and Republicans all blame the federal government. And they want something done. You can't get anything at 90%, especially bipartisan. I'm just telling you, this issue has got people on edge, and it needs to be addressed. And what we're doing ain't addressing it. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Bill Williams, Right Side Radio, live in the underground bunker in a secret undisclosed location while Boomer runs the Right Side Studios. And man, we still cover the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, let me honor the fact that Jeff from Indiana hung on through the last part of the last segment and through the break, and he's still on the line. So, Jeff Rowe, how you doing, man?
I'm coming into Nashville. You tell me.
That says it all every time.
Pretty much says it all.
What's up,
hey,
buddy?
God bless Governor Abbott. The man truly is a saint. I mean, he's taken these migrant asylum seekers and taken them out of the hands of these racist MAGA Republicans that's in Texas and sent control. And where the streets are safe and they can, you know, nice and clean, got a clean place to go and everything. And he just, I don't know why anybody would be against Governor Abbott, do you?
No. In fact, I mean, he's doing what they would think was best, right? Come here. This is the Mecca of all things good and wonderful, New York City or Chicago or wherever else. But you know what? They called themselves sanctuary cities. What did they expect to happen?
Well, especially, and if he sends them to San Francisco, heck, they can make a living out there. They can steal up to $900 a day and, you know, hey, make a better living than what I am.
That's right. Set up their tent right there on the street and live wherever they feel like.
Oh, yeah. Walmart parking lot. Heck, yeah.
Yeah. And every street corner is a bathroom. Just do what you got to do. It just, you know, whatever.
Got plenty of drugs, you know, and they give you needles and everything else you need out there, so... What more could you ask for? This is paradise.
Well, I mean, the whole thing is nuts, but it's a clear sign. Anytime they seem to pull out the racist card, it's a clear sign they run out of arguments.
Yeah, well, it's funny that these black mayors are apparently racist against brown people. So, I mean, I don't know what to say about that.
Well, you know, when I look at it too and think, okay, wait a minute, they went to New York City. He's saying because the mayor's black, that's what you look at. How about the fact that his governor is white, and so is a lot of his population? I mean, it just the whole thing just falls apart very quickly with his narrative. But I'm just saying, it's a cheap argument.
I don't think he's sending them anywhere that's not a sanctuary city. So maybe that's it.
Ah, see, but that's exactly right. Well, listen, man.
Yeah.
Keep your ears in tune because it's going to get ugly next week when the Title 42 goes away. But I got to get another call real quick before I run out of time. So, Jeff, be safe on the road, buddy.
Thank you, Bill. Have a good one.
See you. Line two, Dave from Northeast Jefferson County. What you got, Dave?
Well, hey, Colonel, first-time caller. You got my attention. Y'all are truly the voice of freedom. I have been listening. I'm 71, been listening to talk radio since 73. And the oldest one was Point of View out of Dallas. They're still in existence today. And Marlon Maddox was the one that started it 14 years before Rush. And they were syndicated. They just didn't get the classification because they're Christian. But when you phrase that about didn't they know Title 42 was going to end? Yes, they know this. This has been planned for a long time. What Schumer said when they took office in 2021 was we're going to fundamentally change America as you know it. I said they've already done it with all the legislation and the garbage they've done to us so far since World War II, shoot, since the Civil War, since the 1871 Constitution. And so our biggest weapon we got right now is prayer. And I'll leave it at that. Thanks for being there, Colonel, sir. Have a good day.
Appreciate you, Dave. Thanks much, man. Thanks for listening. And yeah, I mean, I do agree. I think they're already attempting and well into the plan to fundamentally change the cultural structure of the United States. But listen, I will say this, and I give credit to my beautiful wife, who's as conservative as me, if not more so. She's always quick to say, but there are more of us than there are of them. And that's still the truth. I mean, we feel outnumbered sometimes because they have a squeaky wheel, but the reality is it's a squeaky wheel, and the whole cart is what you got to look at. And there's still more. I mean, we got to make sure that our voices are being heard. We got to make sure we keep shows like this one on the air. We got to make sure that folks like you are paying attention. And so I appreciate all of y'all. Bunch of right side ruffians out there, and I appreciate the fact that y'all stay in tune, and you're what I would call an educated populace. You're awake and alert and alive. I mean, isn't that scriptural too? Be on the alert, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong, let all that you do be done in love. That's it. Just be on the alert is a huge piece. It's like being a citizen right now in this United States with as much junk as they've got going on, the things they're trying to do at different angles to dismantle what we know to be the United States of America. It's just like watching someone. We can't be like the person who walks out of Walmart with our phone in our hand and our face down in our phone walking through a parking lot never knowing that there's someone sneaking up behind us. You can't be that person. We've got to keep our heads on a swivel and keep looking all around. Some of the things that are about to happen, though, and I'll tell you, I see the phone, the text lines are blowing up, and we'll get to those in a moment because I'm looking at Devin from Brownsboro, Tony from Russellville, John from Huntsville, JT from Lacey Springs, Ron from Tuscumbia, Becky from Shelby County. Tons of folks texting in. We will get to your text here momentarily. But I'm not going to finish this whole segment. Ain't no way, Boomer. There's no way I can finish this segment before our callers come in at 3:30. Just saying. This one's got life of its own. recent poll found that 90%, y'all. By the way, I've dealt with polling as a politician. I've dealt with polling in terms of being a politico and watching things. You never find something at 90%. If something comes in at 90%, your first choice is to look at it and go, what do we do wrong? How could it be 90%? Nothing's 90%. I could poll the public and say, do you love your mama? You're not going to get 60%. So all I'm saying is 90% is huge. It's monstrous. Townhall.com reports that a recent poll was done by Trafalgar Group. 91.4% of Republicans say the Biden administration is at fault for the high surge of illegal immigrants. In comparison, 82.9% of Democrats and 84.5% of independents agree the government is, in fact, responsible. But when you average all that out, you're at roughly a 90% on the fact that the federal government is what the American public is blaming for the problems at the border. I don't think they're wrong. I'm just saying that's amazing that they were willing to answer the poll that way. Pretty large poll. So, that being said, what else are we looking at happening? What are we going to see here? Well, I told you a moment ago, some of the stats that we've got are just unreal. Story here from, where'd the one go from CBS? I got one here. Let me look at my stack. You can hear me rattling papers. CBS News. Dateline, April 17th. So just couple weeks ago? Almost 3 weeks ago. The number of migrants apprehended by U.S. immigration authorities after crossing the Mexican border without authorization. That's the fancy way of saying they were here illegally. The number of migrants crossing illegally increased by 25% in March alone. Folks, we were already at record levels. And they went from 130,000 apprehensions in February to 162,000 apprehensions in March. A 25% increase in 1 month before Title 42 goes away. And this is reported by CBS. They know they can't pretend anymore. They know they can't just take a picture of AOC crying by a fence, you know, wearing her white outfit. It's not going to work anymore. They recognize that what's about to happen, no one's going to ever tune into their network again if we don't start saying this is actually happening. And so it's happening. And by the way, this is all on top of what the article acknowledges is historical patterns, and that they do say spring is where you find more. I get it. That's probably true. But 25% in 1 month, right before Title 42 hits, and then Title 42 hits, they're predicting in the same article right here, they're predicting the Department of Homeland Security, it says, is preparing for up to 13,000 migrants to cross the southern border daily after Title 42 goes away. That's like roughly 400,000 per month. Stop and think about this. Since Biden took office, the overall population of the United States has increased by roughly 2%. A 2% growth in the population based on illegal immigration alone. That's a percentage of the nation is now illegal. It's not like, well, we had a pretty good chunk of them come through, you know. No, 2% of the whole nation now. You're starting to put actual metrics next to it that equate to percentages of our overall population are here illegally. And we know it. Why? Because the Biden administration reinitiated catch and release, let them in, and then gave them a free ride to wherever they wanted to go in the United States. That's not a border. That's verging on anarchy. It's organized chaos right now. I got a caller that I'll take real quick before we run to the break. So let me do that. Is that Lee? Lee from Huntsville. How you doing?
I am good. Great show today.
Thank you. What's going on?
Okay. So I think that people need to look at this, no matter whether or not you're Democrat or Republican, that this is a safety issue, not just for us, for the people coming in, because we don't know who they are most of the time. They can lie. We have no idea who these people are. And number two, for their own safety, because of how they're risking their lives, how they're risking their children's lives, sometimes sending them alone to come in. I don't know if you talked about it or if you've read it, but there was an 8-year-old child that they was taken into some sort of medical facility, and they have determined she had 67 different male DNA because she had been raped. And everyone needs to understand this. That means an 8-year-old child was raped by 67 different men. Yeah. Let that sink in for anyone who thinks that this isn't real or that these numbers mean nothing. That child will never be the same. She will never be normal. She will never get over something like that. And this happened because they think they're so desperate to get into our country that they will do anything, risk anything. If they didn't have that hope, if we just said, you are not coming here, and if you come here, you're getting sent back, then maybe another 8-year-old won't have that happen to them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's you're right, Lee, and I hate that I'm up against a break, but you're absolutely right. In fact, sheriffs along the border area say they find dead bodies floating in the Rio Grande almost daily. Children are abandoned.
Of course.
And then of course, what you just described there is the most heinous. And I did see that article. It's just one of those that was so sickening that I didn't really want to dive into it. But not that I'm avoiding it, because it has to be talked about. But you're absolutely right. Lee, I got to go to a break. I appreciate you. And folks,
thanks.
It's an ugly situation. I see one other caller holding the line. We'll get him right after the break. You guys stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. I'm saying, making it cool to be a conservative. I got a caller who held on during the break. I sure appreciate that. So let me just jump right on it. Jimmy from Priceville, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Well, good, man. What's on your mind?
Insight from you about this question.
Since all right.
Biden has touted that the border is closed, the border is secure, why has he announced that he's sending 1,900 of our troops down there next week after Title 42 expires if it's that secure and safe?
Yeah, you ask a question that I asked at the very beginning of the show. I said the same thing. I mean, it really defies reason, doesn't it? In fact, they said it was secure. Karine Jean-Pierre said yesterday that we've had a 90% reduction in illegal crossings, and yet we find out now that he actually signed that executive order to send more troops down there. And by the way, there's already 2,500 troops down there. I see 1,500 in my report, but still, you're right. It's like flies in the face of everything they're saying.
I appreciate that.
All right, man. Take care, Jimmy. Have a great day. The text lines just like exploded, and that would be your sound effect time there, boom. just can't even get to them.
I can't even get to the sound effect because all these calls and such.
I mean, I think we're going to have to do this topic again later this week because this one's got some serious attention. But I'm looking at multiple texts that I know we won't get to because I'm about to switch gears and have a caller come in. And I've got two callers in a row that we're going to switch gears and go to a different topic. But just know this, if I can clean this up a little bit, like I can see right here, I do have Marcus from Huntsville, says the Biden administration says the border is under control. I believe them 100% that everything's going on at the border is what they are planning essentially means it's under control. That's a great point. There's no way you could say that what we're seeing is not in some way intentional, and he's pointing it out. So maybe it's under their version of control, but it ain't under control that we need it to be under. I got any number of other text messages, and the mouse on this computer is just not cooperating with me. Dan the Man from Huntsville, if I can get it to cooperate, says, Dan the Man here, question, why haven't the R's, Republicans, brought articles of impeachment for Joe and Cruella Deaina, his border czar? McCarthy is third in line, right? The awful script could be flipped from bad to good in every matrix overnight. Listen, articles of impeachment have already been threatened against Mayorkas. There may already actually be somebody who's dropped them in, but it takes a long time to move that process. It ain't easy. So just be aware, man. I think they're actually pushing that. I think if there's any member of the administration right now who is at true risk of impeachment, it's Mayorkas. I wouldn't be a bit surprised to watch the situation be that he resigns rather than have to face the impeachment process because they're going into a campaign season. Do they really want that right now? Seriously. And then I will say this. You know, we had that horrible story a minute ago. Lee from Huntsville shared with us about the little girl who had been raped repeatedly by illegals. Here's another one that you need to know in case you hadn't already seen it. There was another mass shooting, and this time it was in Texas. And this one occurred just in the last couple of days. And a guy named Francisco Oropesa shot his neighbors. This article from Red State says, almost execution style. He was apparently out in his yard firing his AR-15 up in the air or something. And the families next door said, would you please stop that? So what did he do? He went over and shot them all. Four children survived, but five adults were all killed. Three of the women died covering their children so they wouldn't get shot. One baby was hidden under some sheets, and that one survived. But we have right now a serious situation. Well, this guy, you're not hearing much about it on the press, are you? Why would that be? Pray tell, could it be that he was an illegal? Yes, he was. And he had been deported four times prior to this. He had re-entered the United States illegally five times. Five times. He has come and gone pretty much at will and comes to the United States, gets hold of an AR-15, kills five people in a family, and now he's on the run. There's an $80,000 reward out for his arrest. These are the kind of things that happen when there are zero controls being put on the southern border. Anything can come across, anybody can come across, and anything happens because they came across. It's awful. All right, we're switching gears. This is going to get worse before it gets better, y'all. We'll talk about it more as the days progress. But right now, we're going to switch gears and come right back. Becky Gerritsen from the Eagle Forum talking to us about the school choice bill down in Montgomery, why it is, where it is, what's going to happen next. We'll see. Y'all stay tuned.